Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Bikurim Daf Chof Hei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting with Aleph on top. The Gemara says the words of the Mishnah, U'menichoi betzad ha-mizbeach. You put the Bikurim next to the Mizbeach. Ravuna boy, Ravuna asked, Anocha mal shetatir le-michusore zman. Will Anocha work for something which is not coming in the right time, in the right sequence? The way Prime explains, Shah is like this. The correct order of things is, when you bring Bikurim, you first say Mikro Bikurim, first you say the Parsha Bikurim, and then you do the Anocha, and then you put the basket next to the Mizbeach. If one changed the order, he put the Anocha first, and then he did Mikro Bikurim, does that work? And even though Kriya is not Ma'akev, you could just not have it at all, but if you do it, you should do it the right way. So if I'm doing Mikro after the Anocha, does that work or not? This whole question is, if he did anocha, he put the fruits next to the mizbeach, and he picked it up, and then he did mikra bikurim. So then the shayla is, does it work or not, because it wasn't in order. But if he left the basket next to the mizbeach, and while the basket is next to the mizbeach, he said the mikra bikurim, then that's okay, because that's like as if he did the anocha later. If once he's saying the mikra bikurim, the fruits are there next to the mizbeach, the fact that they were put there before, that will not be a problem. That's pashut. That should be okay. Says the Gemara, now that you say that once it's there, it's fine. What happens if it was placed there during the night and now came the day? Is it okay as well? Or at least it needs to be put there during the time of Bikurim, which is during the day. Or another explanation of the question, says Reb Chaim, if he did the mikro first, as he's supposed to, but the anach he did at night, does it work or not? Continues the Gemara and says the following. Tanya, it says in the Braiso, Minichan bekeren joimis marofis. Which place of the Mizbeach do you place the fruits? In the southwest corner. Why? So explain the Gemara. It says in the Pasuk, Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. What's Lifnei Hashem? In the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. The entrance is in the west. You come in from the east and you go to the west. That's how the Beis HaMikdash is built. Now the Mizbeach is a square, and the ramp going up to the Mizbeach comes from the south side of the Mizbeach. So you go from the south, to the right is the east, and that is the entrance of the Azara. The left is the west, and that is the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. So if it says to put it in the next to the Mizbeach, Lifnei Hashem, you understand it refers to the west side, between the Mizbeach and the door of the Beis HaMikdash. So Yochel B'Marav, meaning it should be in the west. Tomod lo yimayel pnei mizbeach. You have to do it in the face of the mizbeach. The ramp is considered to be the face of the mizbeach. That's the entrance to the mizbeach. The ramp is in the south. So the chur, that pasuk tells me you have to put it in the south of the mizbeach, not the west of the mizbeach. So he lifnei mizbeach, yochol bador, may put it in the south. Tomod lo yimayel lifnei Hashem. But then it says lifnei Hashem has to be in front of the door. Haketzad, and one pasuk tells you to put it in the west of the mizbeach. The other pasuk says to put it in the south of the mizbeach. How do you put them together? You put it on the corner, the southwest corner. So according to this, Girsa means after you touch the southwest corner, now you put it on the south. Because why you put it in the south after that? So explains the Prei Moshe, because it says, so the Ikar HaNocha is the south. But the Girsa of the Vilna Gaon is, Umanicha Bechudo Shel Keren. Meaning you also place it there in that corner. You do the agosh in that corner and place it in that corner. Kedus the Gemara quotes the Mishnah with Kiddush Makrim. There was a takana. People did not know how to read Mikra Bikurim. They were embarrassed. So they said that someone else will read for them. Says the Gemara, we're going to use here the Girsa of Rav Chaim, who just starts the sentence from the second part and then connects the top of the sentence. So we'll just start from later. Tani says the Gemara, it's not only that it was a takana be'alma for people not to be embarrassed, but they based it on the pasuk, because the pasuk says ve'aniso ve'amarto. What is aniso ve'amarto? Ein aniyo elu mipi acher. Aniyo means that someone else is saying it to you. Oine means that you're answering. Someone's speaking and you're answering. So aniyo means that someone is reading it for you. So ve'aniso ve'amarto means someone's reading for you, and then you say the mikra bikurim. So someone else, based on the pasuk, needs to read the mikra bikurim. Continues the Gemara, it says, Bekalto shekesef, you put it into baskets made out of silver. Does it have to be specifically a basket? or it could be any type of kli of kesef. Because the pasuk says v'samto batene, you put it into a basket. So does it necessarily have to be the shape of a basket, or it could be any kli of kesef? Says the Gemara, Rav Yoino v'Rav Yirmiyahu. There's stories that happened with Rav Yoino and Rav Yirmiyahu. What are we talking about? When those days they used to read in shul the mikra, the pasuk, and the targum of the pasuk, the translation. There were two cases where the translator of the psukim made a mistake, and they were supposed to be fixed. One of the cases, says the Gemara, is Chad, meaning one of these mandarim, either Rav Yoino or Rav Yirmiyahu, fixed the following thing. Chad mechazer mano. What does mechazer mano mean? The pasuk says tene. Tene means basket. But the translator, instead of translating basket, he used the word in Aramaic, mono, to translate the word tene. Mono means kli, a vessel. So he said, he told him, you're making a mistake. Don't translate tene as mono. Translate tene as salo, meaning basket. It's specifically a basket, not any other kli. V'charno mechazer, the other one fixed, petirim im yerekoinim. The pasuk that says, matzos omiroim, the metargiv, the translator said, petirim, which is matzos, im yerekoinim, which means vegetables. So he told him, that's wrong. Don't say yerekoinim. De'at omar petirim im meroimim. Don't say yerekoinim, which is any vegetables. It has to be meroim, specifically bitter vegetables. So it's incorrect to say yerekoinim. So these are two cases that they fix the translation. I didn't know, we heard the story, that Rav Yoino fixed one of the psukim, Rav Yirmiyahu fixed the other one, but we don't know which one fixed what. The fact that Rav Yoino was questioning, can I bring in a regular kli? That teaches me that Rav Yoino is the one who knew that it says basket. That's what he asked. When the Torah says basket, does it mean only basket? Or it means any other kli? But if he thought, he understood, that the pasuk means any kli, so of course you could bring in any vessel you want. But because he knew the translation of tennis basket, he asked, is it dafka basket, or could be anything else? And that's the Gemara concludes in Avchofei Amud Beis. He's the one who fixed the word mono. He said the correct translation is now mono, not kli. Diomar salo. The correct translation is salo, basket. So he understood the pasuk, when it says ten, it means basket. The shaila is, does it mean specifically basket, or can be exchanged for another kli? The Gemara adds one more translation that we found in a similar case. Reb Pinchos mechazer, he fixed when someone translated. The pasuk says toirin b'nei yoino, these type of birds, and someone said ptimin b'nei toirin. Because ptimi means big birds, and usually toirim are bigger. So even though in Aramaic, the b'nei yoino are called b'nei toirim, so the translator said, let me change the word and call the big birds ptimim. He said, that's wrong, and because we don't have another word for it, the right way to say it is toirim or b'nei toirim. Toirim and b'nei toirim are the big birds and the small birds, and that's the correct translation. Another case we find in Amora correcting the translation, that's the pshat, according to the Pnei Moshe, according to Reb Chaim. Halacha is Zok de Mishnah. Avshir menon esoy me me'atrim se bikurim chut v'shiva seminim. We learned already before, there's something called ituri bikurim, which we come and we bring the bikurim with fruits above it just to make it more beautiful. He said these fruits that you bring on the bikurim can bring in not only shiva seminim, it can be other, any fruits. But Rabbi Kiva emer em me'atrim se bikurim ele m'shiva seminim. You have to use shiva seminim only, so people won't get mixed up to think that you can bring bikurim that are not shiva seminim. There's three things in bikurim, three levels. There's a bikurim, the actual bikurim that you bring from the tree. When you want to add more fruits from the same tree to bring more to Beis HaMikdash. Vitura bikurim is just the design. You want to add beautiful fruits above it just to make the basket look nice. Tosefes bikurim min bemino. Tosefes bikurim has to be the same thing like a bikurim. Someone brings one fruit, brings dates to Beis HaMikdash a bikurim, and wants to add more, and it should also be included in bikurim, has to bring more dates. Veitura bikurim min b'she'ino miner. But the beauty, but the design, adding design of fruits, that part which is called itur bikurim, could be other fruits, not necessarily the fruits that you bring to Beis HaMikdash. Tosefes bikurim necheles b'taharo. Tosefes bikurim joins the bikurim. You have to be careful to eat it only b'taharo. Yipotur from a d'mai, meaning when you have a sofek b'mai, so you don't have to do it. The Gemara tells not only d'mai, even ma'aser, you also potur, meaning you're potter from this, from doing a frasha on whatever joins the bikurim. But itur bikurim, chaya b'dmai. Whatever is just for the design, that is chayv not only in regular meiser, it's chayv even in the mai. Says the Gemara of Yosi, kol ama moidu shemeatrim es habikurim mechutzlartz. Even though we have a machlokes, can you bring fruits from that are not shiva siminim for the eater bikurim? That's regarding which fruits to bring. But you could bring the fruits coming from chutzlartz. Why? Shehem re'adam toim loimar shemevim bikurim mechutzlartz. Then nobody will make a mistake. The reason why I can't do eater bikurim from other fruits, because people will think maybe you can bring bikurim not shiva siminim. But if you bring bikurim from chutzlartz, then nobody will make the mistake to think you can bring bikurim from chutzlartz. Says the Gemara, mafligim, but they do argue be'amun amoyav. When you bring fruits from amun amoyav, which is very close to Eretz Yisrael, now you can get mixed up and think maybe it's part of Eretz Yisrael. Mando, my match to be korim chutz v'shiva saminim. The one who says you can bring other fruits because people won't get mixed up. Match to be korim amun amoyav. So he says you can bring korim from amun amoyav. People don't make mistakes. Mando, my match to be elam v'shiva saminim. But the one who says that you can bring ituri korim only for the fruits of Shiva Saminim, any ma'ati that bikurim ma'amun amoyav, the same way maybe one will make a mistake in Shiva Saminim, he may come to make a mistake in the fruits of amun amoyav. That's one sheet of the Gemara. Omar Aman, Aman disagrees. Kol amun amoyav shein ma'ati v'se bikurim ma'amun amoyav. Amun amoyav, you can't bring bikurim from there. Why should b'nei adu toim lo'im ha'shavim bikurim ma'amun amoyav? This is a very easy mistake. And everybody agrees, even the one who says that he could bring other fruits except Shiva Saminim, because that people maybe know the difference. But if you're going to start bringing for Amun Amoyav, people will say, oh, Amun Amoyav is so close to Eretz Yisrael. It's part of Eretz Yisrael. So everybody agrees you can't bring Ituri Bikurim from Amun Amoyav. Ma plingim, but the word they're arguing on, Bechutz La'aretz, bring Bechutz La'aretz. Mando, Ma'atris of Bikurim, Chutz Shiva Saminim. The one who says you can bring Bikurim, not part of Shiva Saminim, because people don't make a mistake. So Ma'atris of Bikurim, Chutz La'aretz, also Chutz La'aretz, people will not make a mistake. Says that continues the word of Chavav and Aleph. Mandoma ain't matching the Bikurim and Mishiva Saminim. But Mandoma that says it has to be Daka Shiva Saminim because people get mixed up and they may come to make a mistake. Ain't matching the Bikurim Michutzarts. So you cannot bring Bikurim Michutzarts because people will come to mistake in that as well. So this Mandarma holds that Amun Amoyev is too close to Eretz Yisrael, and this everybody agrees one will make a mistake. But when you speak about things that are outside of Shiva Saminim or Chutzlartz, that is equal to say that that's a mistake, that there's a machlokes, will people make that mistake, or people will not make that mistake. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Bikurim, Daf Chof Hei.